Well, so good to have you with us here this afternoon on this Thursday. Let's get things underway as we welcome back to the program from the Verse and Power Astronomy Center and the Jordan Planetarium at the University of Maine, Sean Latch. Hello there, Sean.
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. Is your August off to an okay start?
Yeah, it's been a little bit busy. Just got back from the International Planetarium Society conference and had a chance to catch up with planetarium folks from around the globe, see some new content, and get some new ideas for things we want to do going forward. So it's been good so far. And then, a little quick trip to Portland today, doing some things with the UMaine alumni. So it's been, packed so far, you might say, but in a good way.
Excellent. Now, you were in Germany, right?
Yeah, the planetarium conference was in both Berlin and Jena primarily. Jena is sort of the birthplace of the Zeiss Planetarium, and this year actually is the 100th anniversary of planetariums in general, and our own planetarium is actually going to be celebrating 70 years this October. We'll be doing some special events around that as well, but really great to be there, and also it was the first time I'd ever been to Berlin, and that was pretty cool. Did make it to the, the Checkpoint Charlie Museum and see where the wall used to be and things like that. That was fun, and the Brandenburg Gate, so as part of the trip as well.
That's excellent. Well, we're glad to have you back with us here as we kick off the brand new month today and kick off programming at the center starting tomorrow night with a brand new show, Secret of the Cardboard Rocket.
So that's one of our matinees tomorrow afternoon. We're still doing our matinee series, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 2 p.m. So, we have Secret of the Cardboard Rocket tomorrow, and then our public program tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, and the one for the month of August is going to be One Sky. And this is a program that basically takes a look at different cultural views of the sky and how we've used the sky. So people have always used the sky for navigation, timekeeping, knowing when to plant and harvest, when to hunt and fish and things like that. And so this program takes a look at sort of four different perspectives on the same area of the sky. So a classic Greek look, which is, the constellations we use to still mark positions of things in the sky today, but then also a view from Hindu astronomy, Japanese, and also Navajo. So sort of taking a look at the same area of the sky and seeing how different cultures sort of imagine that difference. So it really gives an idea of the way we all share one sky, and even sometimes I think that's a good thing to be thinking about, in our current world, that we all have shared one sky. It's one thing that sort of binds us together.
Absolutely.
Our children's program, Sunday afternoon, at 2 o'clock is Tycho to the Moon, so you'll join Tycho and his family and travel in a very special doghouse all the way to the moon, learn a little bit about how the moon's gravity works, why you have to wear a spacesuit there, all the fun things about the moon, so that'll be fun. And then our music show for the month of August is David Bowie Dreams. So David Bowie, of course, sort of a classic for planetariums, too, from everything from Space Oddity to Life on Mars to Black Star, lots of fun things that sort of have an astronomy, a little bit of a twist to it. And of course, we have some really interesting graphics to go with it, and a lot of fun.
Excellent. And of course, as you mentioned, those matinees, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays for the rest of the summer. And then, well, before we know it, students will be back on campus.
Yeah, it's hard to believe we're not that far away from, now that we're into August, only 1 month left before classes start back. And kind of looking forward to that, too, at the planetarium, because we'll get our undergraduate students back. And, during the summer months, we have our grad students, and our undergrads usually are away for the summer. So we're looking forward to getting them back and jumping into things. And actually, UMaine has started the undergraduates have started a new astronomy club, and they're going to be doing some fun things this fall with that, and hopefully providing some special opportunities for the public to do more observational astronomy. So we're looking forward to getting them going with that project as well.
Well, we've got a new moon coming up this weekend. Of course, August, we always see the Perseid meteor shower. What else is up in the skies this month?
Yeah, so this month we're also going to have what they call a blue moon. Now, typically when you hear the word blue moon, people think of having two full moons in a month, and that is one definition, but it also turns out to be the third full moon within the same sort of what we call season. So right now we're officially in the season of summer, and the full moon of August 19th is going to be that third one in the summer season, so that will be the blue moon of the summer season, if you will. So that's something coming up as well. Right now, we do have some planets that are visible in the evening sky. Venus is getting higher and higher over in the west after sunset. Jupiter is going to rise a little bit after 11 o'clock over in the east, and Mars a little bit later, so we do have some planets that we can catch in the skies as well. And the Perseid meteor shower coming up, and actually yesterday night and tonight are also good nights. There's sort of this duel of meteor showers, if you will, the southern Delta Aquarids and the Alpha Caprioids meteor shower. So two minor showers, but tonight and tomorrow morning could be kind of good for those if the weather holds. So we'll have to wait and see.
I know that there were some people who were able to see the aurora earlier in the week. Was that possible for folks around here?
Far northern Maine did get some. Right now we're getting close to, you know, we're in that sort of solar maximum period. So we are seeing more aurora activity, and it's something to just keep your eye on. I tell folks, spaceweather.com is a really great site because typically they keep track of auroral activity and give you sort of predictions for what's called the aurora oval, about roughly how far south they might be visible. And again, we do get them here in Maine at certain times, so it really works out pretty well for that. So that's something that, you know, and with, again, more solar activity, we might be seeing, you know, more auroral activity going forward too.
We're talking with Sean Latch here on Dante. Well, Sean, what's the story of these astronauts stranded at the International Space Station?
Yeah, so there's, you know, Boeing right now, there's some questions about things. So they actually do have a way they could get down, but they're trying to, you know, make sure they do some additional tests to make sure that the capsule is good to go before they want to send them back. So right now we do have a couple of astronauts who've been there longer than originally scheduled, but again, they have plenty of supplies, so there's nothing too much to worry about, and hopefully they'll get things sorted soon. You know, the space station also is one of the things that's aging. There are plans to deorbit it around 2030, and so that's going to be something, too, that we're going to have to be planning. NASA right now sort of starting to think about this gateway station, which would be out past the moon, and is sort of the next step for a space station. It would allow for easier access to the moon, and then, you know, future missions possibly onto Mars or the outer solar system. So we'll have to keep our eye on that.
I did see a picture the other day of the crew that will be orbiting the moon. Do we have a timeline yet for when they might announce the crew that will actually land on the moon?
Yeah, NASA's still tight-lipped about that. They haven't made any announcements. Timelines did get pushed a little bit. Right now, the earliest they're talking about, Artemis II, will be sort of next fall, probably sort of September-October time period at the earliest, based on what we're hearing, and then another year, maybe year and a half out from then, depending on how well that that first crewed test goes before we have a plan for Artemis III's landing date. My guess is that they'll probably announce the Artemis III crew shortly after Artemis II is launched or when Artemis II returns. That would be my guess. Maybe beforehand, but typically, you know, they waited until after Artemis I to even announce the Artemis II crew. So I'm guessing it'll be something like that, where they'll kind of give it a little bit of time before they make that announcement.
Well, that's good, because by that point, Jessica Meir's child will be in school. It'll be all set.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it is one of those things, you know, she wasn't chosen for number two, and we didn't really want her to be anyway. We really would prefer three, you know, because it would be wonderful to have her be the first woman and the first Mainer on the moon, and we're hoping that still might be a good option for Artemis III. So, and with that, again, not happening, you know, minimally for probably 2 years at this point, there's a good chance that at least she'll be fully recovered from everything with having a child and all that and ready to go. But she's still, you know, pursuing the astronaut piece. And, you know, we've had lots of astronauts who have had children and then flown in space afterwards. So it's, you know, it definitely is something that can be done.
Absolutely. Sean Latch, Versant Power Astronomy Center, Jordan Planetarium. Always great to talk with you, Sean. Appreciate you getting us caught up. Hope the month goes well, and we'll talk with you again when the campus is full of humans.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. Sean Latch, Versant Power Astronomy Center, Jordan Planetarium at the University of Maine, every month, right here on Downtown.